Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
The first sale is to yourself. I know you've probably heard that expression before, but do you truly live it? Let's explore what it means. If you don't believe in the value of the products and services that you're offering, if you don't believe that your products and services truly improve the client's condition, if you wouldn't use the products and services yourself, then you're not sold. When I first started my career in life insurance, the best advice that I got from my manager is buy a policy for yourself first. How can you sell something to someone that you wouldn't own yourself? Now, I know that for many of you in business-to-business sales or medical equipment sales, that's impossible because, frankly, you're not going to sell yourself a hospital bed or a supercomputer. But you have to believe in the value that you bring. Now, here's an interesting phenomena that we see in sales all the time. The objections that you hear the most are the objections that you don't yet believe in. In other words, if you hear pricing objections a lot, it's because you truly don't believe in the investment levels of your product. Now, I know this sounds a little bit airy-fairy. You might accuse me of being a little bit woo-woo right now, but hear me out. In the sales process, if you have a seller, or if you are the seller, who believes that your product is too expensive for the marketplace, you will always send unconscious signals to your buyer that your price can be negotiated, or you haven't put the best price forward, or that you don't believe in the price. And you do that very subtly. You probably don't know that you're doing it, but you do it by being uncomfortable about price, by not looking your buyer in the eye and wanting to shake hand, by not being confident about your delivery timeframes or the value that you can deliver, by not sharing the testimonials that talk about how a great return on investment came to be for a prospect. And this happens with every single prospect. What I discover when I hear teams constantly moaning and complaining about a specific objection is that when I dive into it with them, they don't have a good answer. And that goes back to the core of they don't believe it themselves. So here's an exercise that you should be doing for yourself or with your team. Document the objections that you are hearing the most and ask yourself honestly, do I know the answer to this objection? And do I believe the answer to this objection? Do I truly understand the value and believe the value that our products bring? Or am I trying to fake it? If you're honest with yourself, or the team is honest with you, if you're a sales leader, and people say, yeah, you know what, I really do think we are expensive, then we need to work with the team to change that mindset or they never will be successful. 3 years ago, I was in a sales training workshop and one of the sellers was complaining about a low-cost competitor. And I pushed him and I pushed him and I pushed him. And he finally said out loud in front of his boss, well, I would buy it. If I was an agency owner, I would buy the competition. It's just better value. And it was a huge aha moment. You know, unfortunately, my client didn't fire that sales rep, even though he struggled. And 3 years later, he still is struggling. And he still faces pricing objections because he still has not come to terms with the value in the marketplace. So we can be clear, there has to be alignment. If there isn't alignment between what you're selling and how you're communicating it and the value that it brings to the marketplace, you won't be successful. The first sale is to yourself. And so start your day asking honestly, do I believe what I'm selling?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.